In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 15th of December. Good to have you along, everybody, as it always is. I believe I have mentioned before on this program that if you really want to know what's going to happen in this economy, forget stocks and go with bonds. You can consider it officially mentioned again right now because one of the results of the Fed rate hike we told you about yesterday has been a big sell-off in the bond market today. And not just here either. Germany, the UK, Australia, Japan, even Chinese bonds took a beating. Probably a good idea to mention here that as bond prices fall, that is, as they take that beating, their yields, the interest rates they pay, rise. So to start this afternoon, two stories along those lines. Then how higher interest rates are going to affect American borrowers, especially those with lousy credit. That in a minute. But first, Mitchell Hartman from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting on the route in global bonds.
There's been a big sell-off worldwide in bond markets since the Fed's decision yesterday, as interest rates have been pushed higher. And in fact, yields on long-term U.S. Treasuries have been rising ever since the election in November, says Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics in Toronto.
Now, obviously, in isolation, that would be bad for the economy, because, of course, it means a rise in borrowing costs for not just the government, but businesses and households, too.
Except nothing economic happens in isolation. In this case,
they're rising on the expectation that there will be a fiscal stimulus next year. And that stimulus obviously should actually boost economic growth.
The Fed's interest rate hiking plans are designed to make sure the economy doesn't overheat with labor shortages and runaway inflation. And this is shocking bond markets in Europe and Asia a bit, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network.
Their central banks have been trying to make money cheaper, just as the U.S. has been doing up until very recently. In other words, the U.S. is being seen as a leading indicator for the rest of the world, and that's why their bond markets are reacting as well.
Higher rates may drive the U.S. dollar higher, bad for domestic manufacturers trying to export. Industries like autos and housing that depend on cheap borrowing could face a slowdown, too. But economist David Burson at Nationwide isn't too worried. He says mortgage rates have already been rising.
They're not historically low anymore. They're just very low. Strong economy, good job market, wage gains are the things that push interest rates and thus mortgage rates up.
Which he says people who have good jobs and good credit will still be able to afford. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And I'm Adam Allington. And as my colleague Mitchell noted, while the days of 2.25% fixed rate mortgages and 0% on credit cards may be gone, that doesn't mean that credit will be expensive. It'll just be a little bit more expensive than it was 5 years ago. However, the incremental effect of future Fed rate increases could add up quickly, particularly for borrowers in the subprime loan market who are already paying high interest rates.
What our study shows is that you have about 92 million consumers who will see an increase in their monthly payment obligation.
Nidhi Verna is director of research at TransUnion. According to a company report, the average payment increase for borrowers will be about $6.45 a month. Not much. Still, Verna says that exceeds the ability to pay of about 10% of borrowers. TransUnion projects that the credit card delinquency rate will edge to the highest level since 2011. And for people with bad credit or subprime loans with extra high rates of interest, the increase could be much more.
For someone who has seen their credit degrade over the past couple of years, you're going to see your interest rates go up considerably more.
John Oldtimer is a credit score expert, formerly of FICO and Equifax. He says even if the Fed rolls out more increases, the terms of most loans are more dependent on personal credit than the federal funds rate.
So just because the Fed funds rate goes up 25 basis points, 50 basis points, 75 basis points, doesn't mean that you're going to see the cost of your borrowing go up at all. In fact, you might see it actually go down.
Oldtimer says one big difference between now and 10 years ago, most credit cards today are variable rate, and that affects all borrowers. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
One more global macro thing before we move on. Another corollary of rising American interest rates, the dollar just keeps getting stronger. A 14-year high today.